The Mishnayos Negoyim wrote the Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. What's going to be Shnei Nesokim? You have two Nesokim, means two bald spots on your head. Zu lefne mizu. One is inside the other. An inside bald spot, then there's here around it, and then there's an outer bald spot. Now, Vishita shall say your Mastekis Beneim. There's like one row of here dividing between the two of them. Now, and the inside one is the Shear Begris. So really, they're both tummy like, the two separate Nesokim. Now, what's going to be Nifras Bimokim Mecha? Let's say one place is like broken through, means the hair falls out there. So again, tummy, like the Mishnah before, we consider as if one of them had a pistium, one of them spread, since the hairs fell off, and therefore one of these two Nesokim became bigger, and therefore it's Muchlat Yavadi Tummy. What's going to be Mishnei Mekoimis? Let's say it's broken through, the hair falls out in two different places. So Tor, now you remain Tor for the same Svara. That we look as if these two Nesokim now is like one big Nesek. And therefore, since there are black hairs in between, that's the luck. If you have two black hairs in the middle of your Nesek, your bald spot, that's Matzol, you remain Tor. Now, Kamatei Pirtzo, how big is this Pirtzo? So Mokim Shtei Soros. That if you have it open in two places, and each place there are two hairs that fell off, that's enough to mimstarf it to make these two nesokim into one big nesek. And therefore, since there's black hair in between, you remain tor. What's going to be nifras v'mokamecha kegris? Let's say, even though it openly opened up in one spot, but that spot became bald the size of a kegris. So there's a connection now between these two nesokim of a gris, a place the size of a gris opened up, it's bald there. That's the chiddush. In this case, that tor, you remain tor, even though it's only an opening on one side, but since the opening is the size of a gris, we look as if these two nesokim become like one, and therefore it's like one big nesek, and since there are two black hairs there in between, that makes you tor. That's the chiddush of this way over the Mishnah before, when there's only zeh betzad zeh. Then as long as it's open only on one side, one place, even though it's kegris, you still remain tamei. But when one nesek is inside the other nesek, then here, if it opened up together, the size of a kegris, that makes it like one, and you become tor. Mishneches. Mi shehoye voy nesek uvoy sayot sohov. Let's say somebody has a nesek, he has a bald spot on his head, and then in that bald spot there grew two yellow hairs, so tamei, he becomes vade tamei. Let's say later two black hairs grow there in the middle of the nesek. Tor, you remain tor, even though the yellow hairs are there. But so what? As long as you have two black hairs in the middle of your nesek, that's matzah that makes you tor. Now the Mishnah says, Afa pisholach loy seyer shochor, tor, even though later the two black hairs fall off, still you remain tor. Since you became tor from this nesek because of the black hairs, you don't become, even though you have two yellow hairs there, that does not make you tamei, since you're already tor because of the two black hairs. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudu Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the name of Rabbi Shimon, that called Nesek Shetor Shrachas, any Nesek that was tor for one time, meaning to say, let's say there were two black hairs there, is Ein Loi Tumul Erlam, it can never become tamei anymore. Now, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama, even though the Tanakhama also says the same halacha, that once you have two black hairs, even though they fall out, you remain tor. But the Tanakhama only says it, even though you had already two yellow hairs, but since you had two black hairs, that's matzah you from those two yellow hairs. But let's say after the two black hairs fall away, then a new two yellow hairs grow, then you would become tamei. On this, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda argues and says no, that once you had your two black hairs there, that this nesek was tor, ain loy tumul elam, it can never become tummy again, even though a new two yellow hairs grow there, still you remain tor. Now, third sheeter is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that kol sayet sov shetor shrachas, ain loy tuma liyelam. So Rabbi Shimon says that true, once two black hairs were there, you became tor, so now this nesek can never become tummy anymore, because of Sayer Tzov, means even if a new two yellow hairs grow there, still you remain tor. But the Rav Shimon still argues on the Shita before of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Because he only says only a say itself cannot make it tamei. But let's say there's a pisyon. Let's say the nesa grows later, it would become tamei. Reb Shimon ben Yudi says no. Once there's a tyra to this nesa, it can never become tamei anymore. Reb Shimon says no. Only it can't become tamei because of say itself. But let's say there'd be a pisyon. Let's say it would spread the nesek, then you would become tamei, even though it had a tyra of shtei saris shachar. Now Mishneh Tes, Misha hoyevoy nesek gris. Somebody had a bald spot on his head or on his beard, the size of a gris. Now v'nita koroishoy, and then it spread over the whole head. So lachar is tor, you become tor, just like by a beharis. If it's parcha b'kula, you become tor. Here also, even the first you only had a nega, the size of the gris, and then echnami you huchlak to become tommy then, because the arah say itself, or else mishum pisyon, has to be in a case where you avade tommy, and then the nesek now spread over the whole head, so you become tor. Now, harosh v'hazokein, ein makfin zeh, divrei Reb Yehuda. That then we say if the nesek spreads over the whole head, it doesn't have to spread over the beard also. It's enough if it spread over your whole head, that's metayu, and the same thing if it happened and you start out in your beard, it's enough if it spreads over your whole beard, it doesn't have to spread over both the head and the beard. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimonai Meno, Makfin Zezeh, considered like one, and therefore nesek only becomes tor if it spreads over kol roishoy v'kol sekon. It has to spread over your whole head, the bald spot, and over your whole beard. Rabbi Shimon says like this, that v'dinu have a svara, ma'im or haponim, v'yor ha'bosor, sheyesh dover achar masik b'neim, madach the skin of your face, and the skin of the rest of your body. There's something dividing between the two, like there's the beard and your hair that divides the face and the rest of the body. Still the locher is by a regular beharis that goes upon your skin, that if you were once tummy, and now when it spreads over the whole body, you become tor. It's makvin zezem. It's only if it spreads over all the skin of your body, both the skin of your face and the skin of the rest of your body. If so, harosh v'hazokin, the beard and your head, the hair on your head, shamed over achad mafsik b'neim. There's no hefsik. It goes straight, like from your head down to your payas, down to your beard. If so, ein odin, isn't the svara to say sheyakvu zezem should have one halacha? And therefore, if you want to have a tyra, because the nesek spread over the whole face, the whole head, it has to also spread over the whole beard. That totally zebizeh. That's the svar of Reb Shimon. Now the Mishnah says, Harosh v'hazokin ein mitzarfim zem zeh. But you should know the head and the beard are not mitzarfim zeh zeh. Meaning to say, if you have a chatzi gris of a nesek on the head, and a chatzi gris nesek on the beard, even though they're next one next to another, the namat starfim have two halachas. You have to have a gris of a nesek in your head alone or in the beard alone. And b'yein poisim izelazeh, let's say you had a size of a gris, you had a nesek on your beard, then it spread up to your payas, to your head. That's not called the pisyon. The pisyon has to be in the beard for the beard and in the head for the head. Now, ezehi azokin, what's considered the beard? Because now that we said they have two separate halachas, namat starf, where does the beard end and where does the head start? So min haperik shalechi starts at yidur ad pika shagageris, goes from yidur down to the Adam apples, like the pika shagageris of the windpipe, the apple there, the round part of the windpipe. That's where it goes down. Up until there it was called the zakin. So it starts at the top part of your cheeks, that's the bottom of the payas, and it goes down all around your face. And then it goes down towards your neck to the round part of the gageris, of the windpipe. Now Mishneh Yud. Ha-korachas v'ha-gabachas. That's if your head became bald, whether it's the front part of your head or whether it's the back part of your head. Now here's different than a nesek. A nesek, we said, does not have to have any beharis inside it. But here, when you have a bald spot, means the whole front of your head or the whole back of your head became bald, you only become tomei if there's a size of a gris of a beharis there. So now, when you have the size of a gris of a beharis there, it's metamis b'shnei shavuos. If it stays there for 2 weeks, you become tomei vadai. And b'shnei simonim, there are two simonim that can make you tomei even before that. The michyo, let's say in the middle of the Beharis, the flesh become, the skin becomes healthy again. You have normally healthy skin there. Or else the Fission, let's say it spreads, let's say the Nega on the Karacha spreads, so that's also Metame you right away. Now, Ezihi Karachas, what's called the Karachas? Ochal Neshem. He ate some type of a seft of eating it, it makes your hair fall out. Real soch neshem, you smear this on your head. Real smaka shen rui legado seyer, you had a wound on your head that because that the hair can't grow. That's also called the karachas. Now, ezi karachas, what's called the karachas means what's called the gabachas, what's called the karachas. A karachas is minakotkan hashefel yachurav, that's the back part of your head. The pika shotava to the bottom of your neck. Ezi gabachas, like what's called the front part of your head. Mina akodkoid, that means the top of your skull. Hashoif lufonim, that goes towards your front. Ad kineged sayim lamal, until the bottom of your hairline in the front. From the middle of your head to the front hairline, that's called a gabachas. Now hakarachas v'ya gabachas, sayim etzarfes, again, zuim zu, the namastar of zem zeh, that you have to have of the heresy, the size of the gris on the gabachas by itself, or on the karachas by itself. If you have a chatzi, the chatzi, the namen starf. V'yeinem poishus mizuluzu also. If you have a gris on the gabachas, and then it spreads the heres onto the karachas, it's not called a pisyon. The gabachas that has to have its own pisyon on its gabachas alone. We have yudu aimer im yeis seye b'neim. If there's hair in between them, then aim it starfim. Then you're not going to start off the two, the gabachas and the karachas. But the yimlav, if you completely bald over your head, there's no hair there at all, to divide the two, then harelim and starfim. Then we consider like one halacha. And therefore, even though only a chatzi gris is on the karachas and a chatzi gris is on the gabachas, still you become tamei. As long as there's no hair in between, then it's mitzarf. But the halacha is not like a yuda. The halacha is the karachas and the gabachas is like two separate places, since the Torah calls it two separate halachas, so you have to have a gris on the karachas or on the gabachas. Each one separately has to have its own shear to make you tummy. Now, up to Perek Echadosa. Mishnalef, kol habagodi metama benegoyim. All different type of clothing, which means big day tsemer, big day pishtin, whether made out of wool, or made out of flax, whether made out of skin, as the Torah says, you all have tumas negoyim. Including if the beged belongs to a goy, even though it has a shear of a gris on it, it's not tummy. Halakeach begodim in a goyim, let's say you buy your beged off a goy, is yeroye batchila. Meaning to say, even though at the beginning, when it was by the goy, it had a nega, there was, we'll soon see what type of colors, whether it's green or whether it's red on the beged. But when it belongs to the goy, it has no tumah. Now when a Jew buys it off him, it's yiroh betchila, meaning to say, we look as if it is a nega. And we look as if it's nolder now, b'shus Yisrael, and therefore the beggar will become tumah. Now, the oires hayom einim etam b'negoyim. Skin that comes off the fish, anything that's created in the water, it has no tumah for the goyim. It has to be skin of a behemoth, not skin from fish. That's called the oires, any clothing made out of skin, hayom from the ocean, ain't a metam benegoyim. Chibolehem min hagodol boritz. Now, what's going to be chibolehem min hagodol boritz? Let's say you have the skin of a fish, and now you attach to it another type of a material, min hagodol boritz, a type of a material that grows off the ground. Let's say a wool. Let's say or flax. Afilu chut, even one string. Afilu meshicha. Dovish from makabel tumah, as long as this material is something that would be makabel tumah, and echanami then tomei, and then this skin now together would be makabel tumah. Yechut is even a thread, meshich is even a cord. Dovish from makabel tumah, then the locker is it would be makabel tumah's negoyim. Mishnah Beis, tsema gemalim. Let's say you have wool that comes off the hair of a camel, or else vitsema rechelim, or else the wool that comes off the sheep. Shetor from Zebizir, that they were pushed together, means they were orvan, they were mixed up well, and they made a beggar out of them together. The locher is the tsema, the hair that comes out of the gemalim is not called wool. But Semer Rechelim, the wool that comes off the sheep, that's called wool. So these two materials were mixed together. So it depends. Im Roiv min ha-gemalim, if most of the material comes from the hair of the camels, then this beggar is Eina Metamim b'negoyim. It's not Mekabal Tumas the goyim. It's not called the beggar of Semer. Im Roiv min ha-rechelim, but most of the wool comes from sheep wool, then Metamim b'negoyim, even though you have some Semer Gemalim mixed in, still it's Mekabal Tumas. What's going to be Mechzel? Mechzel, let's say it's half and half. Half of the wool is from the Gemalim, half is from sheep, then Metamim b'negoyim. Machza is also Matama Benegoyim. And the Mishnah says, we have a beged made out of pishtin, flax, that is Makabu Tumma. Now that it's canvas, another type of material, maybe canvas. So if they're mixed together, have the same malacha. That if Roiv, if Roiv would be Minar Pishtin, would be Matama, and Machza Machza also would also be Tomei, would also be Tomei. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Ho'oi Rois, vi habagodim, had Svuyim, ene Matama Benegoyim. Tumas Negoyim does not apply to colorful skin or colorful begodim. And according to Tanakam, even if it's Videi Shemayim, still, it's not Mekabel Tumma. And really, we darsh in the Pasuk says that Vabega Kiyah by Negat Taraz, Vabega Tzemer, Vabega Pishtim, that has to be Doimer to Tzemer or Pishtim. That just like Pishtim is Kriyos and it's always white, the same thing is Tzemer also, the wool is only when it's white. The kids of Tumas Begodim is only if they're white. Habotim, what about a nega you find in your house? Habotim, there the locher is ben tzvuyim, ben shen tzvuyim. Whether the walls are colorful or whether they're not colorful, then it's metame ben goyim. Different Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah says, hoi rois kabatim. He says, no, skin is like batim. That even though the skin is colorful, still will be metame, will have tuma. Because he dies them when the Pasuk says, Oy be or, it says that he holds a chilik between or and Tzemer Pishtin. Even though Tzemer Pishtin has to only be white, but by skin, a clothing made out of skin, a leather, there is maskim, even though it's colorful, it's Mekabel Tumas Legoyim. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Hatzvuyim b'dei Shemayim mitamim. It depends that if the color came b'dei Shemayim, that's the way it was created, it's going back to skin. If the skin, like on the animal, is a colorful skin, b'dei shemayim, then it would have a tumas negoyim. But if a person colored it later, then it would not have a tumas negoyim. So only by skin does it make this different. But by tzemer pishtim is maskim, it has to dafka be white. That's his aloch of shim, not tzvuyim, b'dei shemayim, etamin, uvidei yodim. But if a person colored the skin, then he agrees, eino metamim, it's not makabel tumas negoyim. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Beged shesasiyov tzavua, the erev elofen. You have a beged, that when you make a beged, the way you weave it, you have the strings going up and the strings going across. So the shesi, that's called the strings going up and down. And varva, that means the strings going across. Let's say the strings going up and down were colorful, the threads were colorful, but the varva, the strings going across, were white. Both the opposite way. Ervoy tzavua, the strings going across, the threads going across were colorful. Veshisyas loven, and the strings going up and down, they were white. So locher is hakul holachacher anira. We go after the one that's more noticeable. If it's more noticeable that it's white, it would be mekabel tumas negoyim. If it's more noticeable that it's colorful, then it would not be mekabel tumas negoyim. And the Baal Mishnah Achronis says, in the case where the loven is nearer, you can tell, you notice more the white, then even though the neger goes upon the part that's tzvua, it's also mekabel tumah. That's called the kol halachachra nearer, the one that's more noticeable. Now the Mishnah says, ha'pegodim mitamoyim b'yirakrak sher b'yirakim. That there are two colors that make a beggar tamay. It has to be green of green. It's very, very dark green. A very red, red. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hoyo yirakrak? It started out that the color on the beged, the size of it, gris, was green. Ufosu adamdem. Then the neger started to spread, but what spread was not green, it was red. Rose the opposite way. Adamdem. You start out with a neger on the beged, a red spot. Ufosu yirakrak, and then it spread. A green spot, then it spread, what spread was green. Lochris Tomei, since they're both colors of Tomei, it's called a pisyon, and the beggar becomes Bade Tomei. What's going to be Nishtana? Let's say at the end of the first week, it changed from red to green. And now that it's green, ufos, it also spread. Or else the opposite way, nishtana just changed from red to green, v'loifos, and it did not spread. So lochriz kilu lo nishtana. The shinu, the difference of color, doesn't make any difference. We look as if it's still the same color. And therefore, if it spread, it become tomei. If it did not spread, it's not called spread. I have to say, it has a loch of hesker. We'll soon see what the lochs are by the godim when you have to lock them up. Reb Yudis says, no, yeroi batchilo. We have to look as if now it's the new nega. It's like a new, since it changed colors, it's like a new nega. But the loch is not like a Yudha. We all know that since they're both colors of tumah, it's still called the continuation of the same nega, and if there would be a piston, it would become tummy. Mishnehei. Hoi made barishon. Meaning to say that you first brought your beggar that has this nega, has this spot, this green or red spot the size of a karis, you brought it to the kayin, and he put it away for 1 week, and at the end of the week he looked at it a second time, and Oimer, it stayed the exact same size, the same color as it was the first time. So Lachar is now Yechabish, is supposed to wash that Mokam HaNega, the place that has the Nega, and the Yaska, that Kohen has to lock it up for another week to see that at the end of the second week. Oimer Bisheni, let's say at the end of the second week the Nega still stays the exact same size, the same color, then the Lachar, that's the Simen Tomei by Tumas Megodin, and therefore Yisarif. The loch is you have to burn the whole begid. What's going to be ha-poise bozeh bozeh? Let's say at the beginning, or the end of the first week, it started to spread. So since it started to spread, that's also yisarif. That's also, you have to burn it right away. It's also called the simin temeya. What's going to be ha-keyo batchila? Meaning first you brought your begid to the kohen, and it had the color of a nega. But before the kohen paskin to lock it up, it already became lighter, and it lost its shade of the dark green. It became a regular green. So what do we do now? Does the Kohen still make a hesker, lock it up, or do we say, no, it's tohor? That's a machlokes. Rabbi Yishmael Loimer Yechabes, yes, you still have to wash the beged. The Yasker, since when you first came to the beged, it had the simin, it had the color, it's tomei, and you have to wash it and lock it up for another week. The Chachomim Loimer, the Chachomim say, no, You don't have to do anything with it. Leave it alone. Let it be tor. Now, what's going to be hakeya barishon? At the end of the first week, when the kohen looks at it the second time, he noticed that the color became a little bit lighter. It became lighter. So locha by tumas begodim is that yichabe, still you have to wash the mokum of the nega, and viyaski, you still have to lock it up for another week. Even though it became lighter, it's not a simin torah yet. You have to lock it up for a second week. If it spread, it becomes tamivadai. But as long as it did not spread, even though it became lighter, still you have to lock it up for another week. What's going to be after the second week? Hakeya b'sheni. At the end of the second week, now the kohen looks at the beged and he notices it even became lighter. Then the locher is kareya. You just have to rip off the mokum the nega was. The seraph mashakur, where you burn off that part that you ripped off. But the rest of the beged is tor, and also a chiddush with tzorach matlis, like you have to put a patch on the hole that you tore off, that part that you burnt, you have to patch up the beged to make the beged shalom again. Rabbi Nechemia says, no, ain't a tzorach matlis. You do not have to sew up the beged, you don't have to put a patch in that to cover up the hole that you tore off. And the pshat from the Tanakam Rizidash and the posuk that says, so then it says, mashmat, you put the beged back to place again, you put a patch in there. Now Mishnevov, what's going to be chos anega la beged? Let's say the nega comes back to the beged. Again, after you ripped off the part of the nega, and you burnt that, and the rest of the beged you fixed up with a patch, now a nega comes back to that first beged. So halacha is the matzales hamatlis. Even though you have to burn the beged now, but still the patch that you put into the beged, according to the Tanakhama, that patch you would not have to burn with the beged. What's going to be chozal hamatlis? Let's say when the nega, the green spot, comes back again to the beged, it comes back on the new patch you put in. So halacha is serve as a beged. Still, it's considered like the nega came back to this beged. You'll have to burn the whole beged. But the matlis, the patch itself, even though it has a nega, that you not have to burn. But it depends. If it itself has a shear of shalosh al shalosh etzboyis, it's 3x3 etzboyis, that's a shear beged, so it has a loch like a new nega starting now, and you'll have to lock it up for another week or two. And if it's smaller than shalosh al shalosh, then it's not matama b'negoyim klal. Now, the locher is serifes ha-beged. We just said in the case with chozer l'matlis, where the nega comes back to the patch, so then serifes ha-beged. It's as if the nega was on the beged, you have to burn the whole beged. Now, ha-toyla min ha-muska b'tor. Let's say you took a patch out of this beged, the beged that was muskar, and you sewed it on to a regular beged that was torn, never had a nega at all. Now, a muska here means this beged first that had the mara, had the neger on it for 1 week, then you locked up for second week, and it became lighter at the end of the second week. So lachar is, you have to just cut out the makom of the neger and burn it, and the rest of the beged is tor, but the rest of the beged is called the muskar. So from the rest of the beged, you tore off a piece, and you used it for a patch, and put it onto a new beged, a beged tor. Now, choza neger la beged, let's say the neged comes back to the first beged, so lochur is serifes amatlis. You would not only have to burn that beged, but even the patch that you took off from that beged is also toin treifa. So you'll have to burn the patch that you put onto the new beged. What's going to be chozer l'matlis? Let's say the neged comes back now on the new beged, on the patch that you put onto the new beged. So lochur is also habeged harishin yisarif. The patch is still called like the first beged, and therefore it's like the neger returned to the first beged, that you'll have to burn the whole first beged. V'hamatlis, but the patch itself is on the second beged now, tishamish es beged asheni b'simonim. Meaning to say that the second beged now, it's like it first had its neger the first time now on it. And therefore the kohen will have to lock it up and watch it after 1 week and then 2 weeks. So again, even though this neger on this on the smatlis itself makes it that you have to burn the first beged, but still it also brings tum onto the second beged to make it as if it's a new nega on that beged. And now let's say at the end of 2 weeks it becomes lighter, so the din is that the beged itself is tor, but our koponim, the matlis itself, that's always tor in treifa mikol makom, because the matlis itself, since at the beginning when it got its nega, it's toin sreifa, because this matlis, this patch, is really part of the first beged. So therefore, just like you have to burn the first beged, really this matlis also you'll have to burn eventually, no matter what happens to it. Just let's wait and see that maybe this nega would spread upon the matlis, and even though it's like a new nega now for the second beged, it could be it'll cause you to have to burn the second beged also. So we have to see what's going to happen. But whatever comes out, even though the second beged may remain tor, but this matlis itself for sure is going to have to be burnt. Mishnah Zayin. What's going to be kaito, let's say, a summer jacket. Sheyesh bo pisposim tzevuyim levorim. It has like checkers, like spots, that some are white and some are colorful. And the nega happened to come into the white one. So the nega, the beged is toyin Hesker. Then poisim izelazeh, later it spreads from one white checker to another checker. So lachar is, that's tamei. Even though there are colorful ones in between, but that's the lachar by nige begodim, that when it spreads, it doesn't have to spread right next to it. Even if it spreads far away, still it's metame, it makes it tamei. Now sholu es Rabbi Eliezer. The chom es Rabbi Eliezer. What's going to be varehu pispis yochid? What's going to be in the case we only have one white spot, one white checker on the beged, and that whole beged now, the first time, was full of the nega? Means the green, dark green, came in that whole spot. So shalu is, do you have to lock it up now for 2 weeks or not? Like lechur, it's not shaykh, it can't have any pistion, it can't spread. There's no place to spread on it. So do you have to lock it up or not? So Amar lehen, Rabbi Lez answered back and said, lo shemati, I did not hear clearly. But still, Nazloi Shemati means that really you do have to lock it up. But I can't tell you the reason. Loi Shemati means I didn't hear the reason why. But I was told that yes, it's still turned Hesker. On this, Omolo Reb Yudu Ben Meseir said, listen, Alamed, but let me teach you a reasoning over here. There's a little embarrassed to give him the reasoning. So Amalur, Blazer said like this, in Lekayim Divrei Chachamim Hein, if you come in to stick to what I just said over the Chachamim, that really you have to make a Hesker and you want to say a reason why, Em Amalur, then you could tell me. And so he said, yes, like I'm going to explain the reason why you should have to make a Hesker, and this is the reason why. Because even though it can't spread, because the whole white spot was full of the neg at the beginning, but still, Shema Yamad Boy Shnei Shavuos, maybe this green spot there will stay in the beggar for 2 complete weeks. And the loch of Atumas Degoyim is, the Yoimid the Begotiv Shnei Shavuos, if it stays there for 2 complete weeks, it doesn't get any lighter, then the loch is Tameh. It's a source of Simen Tameh, you'll have to burn the beggar. So therefore, there's a purpose to make a Hesker now to know if you're going to have to burn the whole Beged, or maybe just a place of the Nega. Omaloich, Omaloi. Sir Blazer said back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, Chochom Godolati, your great Chochom, Shechiyam the Divachomim, you're explaining now to me the words of the Chomim. Now, Hapisyoin by Begodim, that of the Nega spreads, Hasomach Koshu. If it spreads next to the first Nega, even a small amount, makes the Beged Vabitomi. Harochet, but if it spreads far away or away from the first Nega, then Kagris, it has to spread, the second spreading has to also be the size of the Gris, that makes the Beged Vabitomi. The Achoyze Kagris. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Yes, so the end of the Mishnah says again, the Achoyze Kagris. That meaneth to say, if you had a Beged that had a Nega, at the end of the 2 weeks, it became lighter, so the din was the rest of the beggar was tor, and later when Nega comes back to that beggar, that it becomes Vade Tom, you have to burn the whole beggar. When it comes back, as long as it comes back to the size of a gris, that makes it Vade Tom, you'll have to burn the whole beggar. Now, Mishnah Ches. Ha-Shesi v'Orif, that means the strings that are supposed to be used for the Shesi, that's for the up and down, and V'Orif for the strings going across, and it's nicker, each one is differently. That the shesi, those are dark, those are more thinner, and v'orev, the strings going across, that's more thicker. So the locher is, metame b'negoyim miyad, as soon as they made them to the strings, as soon as they finished woving them, they could be mekabel tumma. Even though it's not part of the beged yet, they're just lying together, you have a row of the strings of shesi, a row of the strings of erev, they're metame b'negoyim right away. Reb Yehuda says no. Reb Yehuda Aimer Hashesi Mishi Sholek. The strings are going up and down. These thin strings. First, you have to cook them up. That was the melacha. Used to cook them up first, and then it's mekabel tuma. Used to cook it up in boiling hot water to make it white. And v'yoriv miyad. But the strings going across. That was not a minute to wash them or to cook them up. They're mekabel tuma right away. Now v'unun shalpishchin. You have a whole piece of flax, from the bundle of flax, Mishi Islavnu. After again you cook them up and whiten them, then the royal Kabbal Tumas Negoyim. Kam Yehe Bethakas, Pitei Metam Benegoyim. Like how much has to be in this coil of threads, and therefore Tei Metam Benegoyim would be Mikabbal Tumas Negoyim. Kedei Lerog Mimeno Sholosh Al Sholosh. There has to be enough string like piled up, and this coil is enough to make a beged 3 by 3, 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, shesi vorev, enough strings there to make it of shesi upwards and downwards. Now, afilu kula shesi, afilu kula yorev, means even though this coil is only the thick strings or the thin strings, still would be mishayim how much string, how much length of this you would need to make a beged 3 by 3 etzboys. If you have that much string there, then if there's a nega there, it would be mekabel tumas negoyim. Now, let's say this coil of strings were made from broken strings. They were broken strings. Then ainim matam benegoyim, matam matam tunas negoyim. Reb Yehuda says, afilu psiko achas ukshoro ainim matam. Even if it was made out of really one long string and only broke at one point and even tied it together, still ainim matam. Not fit to be used, therefore it's not matama tumas negoyim. For the maisa, we do not paskin like a Yehuda. Mishnah tes, hamala min hapkas lechaverto. Now, Mishnah tes, hamala min hapkas lechaverto. Let's say you have two coils of strings, and through this one string connects from one coil to another coil. Or else, min haslila chaveroi, similar case, that you have the strings wrapped around the corner reed, and two reeds, and one string connects the two rolls together. Or else, min hakovid hel yoyna lakovid hatachtoyna, on the weaving board, the way you weave, you have a kovid al yoyna, is a board going across on top, and a board going across on bottom. So you have the string that's attached one to the other. V'chein, the same thing, shnei dafei cholak. If you have like a clothing, two dafon, two pieces of cloth that are like are tied together, sewed together at the corner of it. So locheriz, shenira, nega b'yechon men. A nega applies to one of them, to one of the bekas, to one of the slil, to one of the kaved, to one of the shnei dafei, not on both of them. So locheriz, haray hasheni tor. Even though they look a little bit like they're attached, it's not called halacha as if they're attached. It's called two separate, and therefore the part that has the nega, that part is tamei. The other thing, even though it's attached with a string, that's not called a good chibur. The other part, the other pekas, the other slil, is not tamei. What's going to be ba nefesh hamaseches? That means on the weaving board, where you already have the strings up the chassis there, and now you start to put the strings across. Just that they're not tightly, close together tightly. You didn't string them out yet, but you started to put it in. It's called nefesh, like a nefesh in a goof. It started to go in across, or else of a chassis yoimet. You have the strings going up and down that are in the womb already, and it's from the kovid from the they're stretched out from the koril yoimet to the tachtoino, and they're ready for weaving purposes. Then harei lematama benagoyim miyod. These things are mekabel tumah right away, even though they're not straightened out yet, they're not tightened, but since they're on the weaving board, it would be mekabel tumah, it's called a beged right away. Rabbi Shimon says, HaShesim HoYerotzuf Metamei. He says the things that go up and down, that if they're only rotzuf, rotzuf means they're close to one another, then they're metamei b'negoyim, that's called the chibur. But they're not rotzif, the strings are not close together, they're not makabel tumah yet, even though it's on the womb already. It's on the loom already. But a locher is not like Rabbi Shimon. We all know like lochers before, as long as they're on the nefesh hamasechos or chassis I made, that's called a little bit of a beged already, and it's ready to make it into a beged, and therefore would be makabel tumas negoyim. Mishnah Yud. Nira b'ashesi yoimed. Nira means you see a nega now, b'ashesi yoimed, on these strings that are going up and down from the kovid ha'elyon, from the top one to the bottom one. So locher is the orig tor. Like even though, let's say you wove a beged already, and these are the strings that are still attached to the beged, and you don't plan to weave it onto the beged anymore. So therefore the rest of the beged is tor, only these strings become tamei. What's going to be nira b'orig? Let's say the nega becomes on the beged itself, it's nira b'orig. Then ashesi yoimet tor, the same thing. These strings are not called attached to the beged anymore, and these strings now that are still on the loom from the up to the bottom, the top board to the bottom board, they remain tor. Nira b'sodin. Again, nira b'sodin. Let's say you see the nega on a sheet, on a sodin. So the locher is serve as an even, not only have to burn the sheet itself, but even the end strings that hang out from it. Nira banimin, let's say you only see the neg on the nimin on the strings that hang down, then hasodin tor, the locher is, the sheet is tor. Choluk shenira b'neg, let's say you have a shirt, that you have a neg of this green spot or the red spot came on a shirt, the size of a gris. So matel es umriyis sheboy. The umriyis means the hem. The bottom fold of it, it goes around the beged, it's only put there to make it look nice. That's not called part of the beged. And those remain tor. Afilu hein agorman, even though they're made out of blue wool. Even though it's made out of wool, still they remain tor. Since they're not really part of the beged itself, it's only like the hem. The borders around the beged, they remain tor. Now Mishnir Aleph. Kol horo letamit meyemes. Anything that's fit, any beged of wool or pishtim, or a skin that's royal kabutumas mace. So locher is alpha p shenarula tami medris. Even though it's not fit yet to be a tami medris, it's not fit for Zaf to sit on it yet. B'tama ben goyim, so the lochrid is makabel tumas negoyim. Goyim, what's a case like this? Kela shel svina. That's like the sail of a sheep, of a ship. Kela shel svina, the sail of a ship. Or else vilon, or else curtains that do not fit to have tumas medrash. You don't lie in these things. But since it's a beged, or be makama tumas mei, so it didn't have a tumas negoyim on it. The shobis shel svacha. That's like a woolen band that they put around the hairnet, or else umitvechoy shel svarim. Means the woolen things you put around the sefer, the mitvechoy shel svarim, what goes around the sefer, like a beggar that you wrap around the sefer to make it look nice, or else the galgilin, that's a chagura, type of a girdle that's made out of clothing, made out of wool or flax. Or is min of a sandal, or else the straps of a shoe or a sandal. Sheish bem roich of gris, of all these strings are wide the size of a gris, and a neger comes upon these things as a reyel umatama ben goyim. They would all have a tumas negoyim. These are all called begodim. That's called tumas negoyim. Sogus. What's going to be the sogus? Some say it's an eel, type of a jacket, a coat. Sheniru by neger. The neger applies appears on it. So Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, he says, Achi Yeroi bi Orig uva Moichin. You have to see the nega both on the Yorig and on the Moichin. Means the nega has to appear both on the Beged itself and also on the Muchim. On the Muchim, that's the small strings that come down at the end of it. That's all part of this Sogus. So it's only Mekabel Tum if you see it on both. What's going to be Hachemes via Turmol? That's flask made out of leather. So Niran Kedarkon, if you see a neger on it the regular way, and the current coin is Baidikit, and he sees a neger there. In other words, even though now they're tied up, you have this flask that's tied up, the coin looks at the way it is, he doesn't have to untie he doesn't have to untie it. He looks at the way it is. That's called Niran Kedarkon. That means at the beginning he saw the neger in Toicha inside it. And at the end, he saw it spread on the outside, or else the opposite way. He saw the neger on the outside, then it spread to the inside, and both ways it said it's tame. That's called a pisyon, that will be mekabel tumas in the goyim. And some say this only applies to iris, to skin, and not to other begodim. Now, Mishnah Yud Beis. Beged ha-musgor, you had a beged that had a neger on it, and you put it away to watch for 1 week. Shenisorav b'achirim, they got mixed up with other clothing, and you're not sure now which beged had the neger on it. Then, in the case where the neger is not nikuk gein shetzavu, that you already dyed the beged, so you can't tell. The lochris kulum tarim, they're all tor, because it's only a suffik tumah, and keeping the beged hamuskeru, it was a muchlat yet, therefore gein zeh suffik is tor. Kotzitzoy v'yasol muchin. Let's say you cut up this beged hamuskar and you made small pieces out of it, less than shalosh atzbois for shalosh atzbois. So, even though they weren't divided completely, that's called also muchin is tor. Also, the beged became tor since right now the pieces are less than 3x3. Umuta b'ani yehudin is muta b'ano. Since the beged was not muchla to be tomei, it was only a muskar to be put away. Therefore, it's tor. What's going to be though? Viha muchlat. Let's say the kohen already paskin that the beged is vade tomei, and now shinasar b'chem it got mixed up with other clothing. Kulum tameim. Since it's a vade tomei, even in our sofik we say all of them are tomei. And uadin kotzosotzi cut up the beged. V'yasal muchin he made small pieces out of it. Still tomei. And also v'yasal b'yano the roll remain also b'ano. Since the toin sreifa, so they're also b'ano. And even though you cut it up, so what? Still, it's turned straight for it's all also bahano. Yeah, Perek Yudveiz. Kol habotim mitama ben goyim. All houses in Eretz Yisrael. There's also tumas negoyim. Chutz misho goyim. Excluding if the house belongs to a goy, there's no tumas negoyim. Halakeach botim in a goyim. Let's say a Jew buys the house off a goy, and there was a neger ready on the house. So locher is yeroy betchile. We look as if now the neger first starts now. and therefore it's like a negi and a bias shel Yisrael that it would have tumas goyim. Bias ogul, let's say you have a round bias, the walls are round, or else a bias triggering, you have a house like a triangle, three walls to it, or else a bias haboni basvino, you have a house that was built on top of a ship, or else oy biaskario, it's a house on a raft, al arbo kairis, or else you have a house that was built on top of four beams that came out from the ground, came out above the ground from a wall. Same matama v'negoyim. All these cases are not matama v'negoyim. Of course, halacha is the bayis have to have four walls. A house have to have four walls that's attached to the ground. That has tumas negoyim. Not here where it has three or even more, five or six walls, or else where the house is on top of a ship, it's not attached to the ground, it has no tumas negoyim. So what's going to be the imhoyim maruba? Let's say you have a house that has four walls to it. Afilu ala bor amudim, even though it's not directly on top of the ground, but it's a little bit above, but there are pillows that are coming up from the ground itself. So it comes out that this house is resting on pillows that are on the ground, then metama. That'll be metama ben goyim. This is also considered like it's on the adom, or like it's on the oritz, it's on the ground. Mishneh Beis. Bayis ashecho mitzdodov mechupo bashayish. You have a house that one of its walls is covered up with shayish with marble. Or else, echod b'selo, one of them has, selo has stone, v'yechod b'levenim, one of them has bricks, v'yechod b'yof, one of them has dirt, it's tor, that bayis is not makabel tumas negoyim. Because the halacha is that you have to have four walls, and every wall has to be made up from, it has to have some bricks, and wood, v'tiach, that sounds like some cement there made from the offer. And here, if one of these walls do not have this, so it's not matama b'negoyim. And the Mishnah says, what's going to be bias? You have a house, lohoye boy avonim, that you do not have bricks in it, or else v'yetzim, do not have wood, or else v'yofor, do not have earth, v'nira boy nega, and you see a nega upon the wall of this house, v'yachakach, then later, heviyo boy avonim, then later you bring some bricks for this house. We bring some stones, the eitzim and some wood, the yofar is tor, it remains tor, since at the time when the neger came on the bias on the wall, it was not made up from this stones and wood and offer, it's not makabotuma. The same thing, beged, you have a beged, the orag boy sholosh al sholosh, it was not long, the beged was not woven 3x3 its boys. And v'nira boy nega, a nega appeared on the beged. The yachakav, then later, orag boy shol, then later you finish making the beged, 3x3 is also tor. Because when the nega first comes on the bias, or on the beged, it has to be roi then, the kabotumah. The ein ha-bayis, mitam, now the Mishnah says the klal, ein ha-bayis, mitam, ben goyim, a house is not mitam, mitumas, ben goyim, achiye by avonim, until every wall is made up from avonim stones, the eitzim and wood, the offer and dirt, that's like cement made from offer. Each wall has to be made up from these three things, and then there would be a tumas nega if a nega appears on the wall. Now, v'chamo avonim yiyubay, how many stones do you have to have in the bayis to have a tumas negoyim? So, v'yishmo loyim arba, you have to have four stones. Each wall has to have at least one stone. V'yabekiv loyim eno shmoina, each wall has to have two stones. Show you Rabbi Shmuel, which Rabbi Shmuel used to say. Show you Rabbi Shmuel, loyna, achiye roye kishnei grisin al shnei avonim oy aleven achas. That the shear of a nega on a bias has to be at least the size of two grisin, and also could be even on two stones or else one stone. So it's enough to be on one stone. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shmuel, each wall like has to have at least one stone the size of two grisin. However, Reb Kiva says no. Achiyero kishnei grisin ashnei avonim, that the neg has to appear on two stones, and true two grisim like a gris on each stone. So therefore, each wall has to have two stones that it could be mekabel tumas negoyim. But lo yaleven achas, not enough to have the two grisim on one stone. It has to be on two stones. So therefore, each wall has to have at least two stones. Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon Aimer, עד שירו כשני גריסים על שני אבונים בשני כסולים בזוויס. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon says more than this, that Tumas Negoyim is only on a corner, that there are two stones there on the corner, and each one has the size of a gris. That means you have to see two grisim on two avonim. Now these two stones are on two ksolim, on two walls, the zovis, the corner. Now orkoi kishne grisim has to be long, the length of two grisim, but varoch, by how wide does it have to be? Gris. Like one doesn't have to be a square two grisim, it's enough the length of two grisim and the width of one gris. Now Mishnah Dalet. Eitzim, how much wood do you have to have in each wall of the house? K'delitim tachas hashkoif. A beam of wood, enough, long enough that you can put it underneath the mashkoif, like underneath the lintel of the doorpost. Reb Yudim, Reb Yudim says, K'delasois a sandal, liyachuri hashkoif. A little different shear. A beam that you put in back of the lintel, that protects it. That's called the sandal. So the sandal is like what protects the mashker from the door when it bangs on it, a beam that size. Now offer, how much dirt do you have to have, like cement on each wall? Kedei liten bein patsim lechaberoi. In order to put between one beam and another beam. Or some say patsim in cracks. If you have a crack in the wall, how much cement you need to put there to patch up the crack? Now, kirois ha'evus, the kiros hamechitzo einem etamim banegoyim. That means the walls you have, let's say, for corral where you keep your animals, that's called kiros avos. And the kiros hamechitzo means the middle of a room, you have a mechitzo that should divide the room in half, like. So that mechitzo is not called part of the house. That wall is not metamim betumas negoyim. Now Yerushalayim v'chutz loretz einem etamim banegoyim. In Yerushalayim, even though it's in Eretz Yisrael, and avada chutz loretz has no tumas negoyim. The pasuk says the base eretz achozaschem. That's to be first of all an eretz achozaschem or Yisrael, and Yerushalayim also is not necholik. It's not nechle kol shvatim. Therefore, it's not called base eretz achozaschem. There's no tumis negoyim in eretz in Yerushalayim, at least tumas habatim. Now Mishnah Hey, ketzad riyas abayis. How is it that the kohen has to see the house when it has its nega? The pasuk says like the Mishnah. Uvar sheloi habayis vigur lakoyin lemor kineger lir babois. The person finds a nega, a green spot or a red spot on the wall of his house, so he has to come to the kohen and tell him that he sees a nega on his wall, kineger. Now this is the pasuk in Vayikra. Now the Mishnah says afilu talmud chacham v'yadei shu nega vaday. Even if the owner is a talmud chacham and he knows for sure that this is a nega, still, lo yigzav yomi should not say nega nirali babayis. He should not tell the kohen like I saw a nega on my house. He shouldn't say that like for sure it's a nega. Ela rather, you should say like the pasuk says kin nega nirali babayis. Only as if maybe you see a nega. And some say the pshat is to give cover to the kohen, or else some say it should not look as if you're being mar halacha mepi rabbi, mepi kohen. So you should only say kin nega. Now, the kohen tells him first, take out everything from your house. And in parenthesis it says, here's the pasuk in Vayikra. And the pshat is that if the kohen will make the house tamei, so everything inside will become tamei. So in order to protect and save your money, the etzer is first take everything out of the house, they should not become tamei. Now the Mishnah says, "V'yafilu chavili etzim." Even if you have pieces of wood, "V'yafilu chavili konim." You have pieces of konim, of reeds. Still, you should take it out from your house. Like even just bundles of wood and bundles of reeds, even though usually they're not mekabel tumah, but here Divrei Rabbi Yehuda holds, like it's a gezeiras hakasvei, but tumas negoyim, they would become tamei. Therefore, you have to protect them and take them out of the house also. Rabbi Shimon says, Eise kula pinui. Meaning to say, stam, it's the mitzvah stam to take everything out of your house. Even though these bundles of wood would not become tummy, they have no tumas negoyim, just like they're not makabal or the tumor. But stam, it's the cost of Eise kuzei, you should be working and cleaning out your house. Omer Rabbi Meir says, V'chima mitam eloi. Like what type of this bayis hamanuga, the house that becomes tamei, what could it be mitamer inside it? Im tonit, they're going to tell me, kli eitzov, your wooden kalim, uvegodiv and your clothing, umat chosiv and your metal things. If so, matvilun v'hein torim, what's so gefelich? Even if they would become tamei, you'll put them in the mikvah and they become tor. If so, amachos ha-tor, why was the Torah so makbid? What's the rachmonis the Torah had to tell you to clean out your house? Al klei chersed, yikak pod ha-tor was to take out your earthly kelim. V'yal pachoy, v'yal tifyoy. Pachoy, that's a pach shemen, it's a little jar you used to store your oil in, also made out of cheres, earthly. V'yal tafyoy, that's also a kli cheres, a small kli cheres also, that used to still put oil in it. And the tip of it, the top of it was very narrow. So that's what the Torah wants you to take out. So Gemara Mishnah says now, in Koch Chosa Torah Amamoinoi Habosui, if we see here the Torah has Rachmona, the Torah wants you to save your money. Even though it's money Habzuya from small Kalim, meaning these earthly Kalim, they're not worth it that much. Still the Torah cares that you should save them and take them out. If so, a person has to learn out from this, that kal v'chaymer, the kal v'chaymer al mamoni ha'chaviv, on good expensive money, that good kalim that you have to save and protect them and be careful about them, not to lose them. And im kocha mamoni, if the Torah says if you makbet to watch your money, kal v'chaymer al nefesh bonav v'noisov, for sure you have to be careful about your nefesh, about the nefesh of your children, your sons, your daughters. And im koch al sharosh over here, that the person has a nega, the stomach was a rosh, he did an aveira. That's why the neighbor comes in his house. If so, kal v'chaymer al shot tzaddik. For sure, tzaddik also has to be very careful to save what he has, not to be over about tashkis. To save his money, keep his health, keep his children. Be careful. Mishnah Vav. Einoi hoylech l'teich beisto yamaskir. Is after the kohen sees the house and he sees that there's a neighbor there, it's not like he has to lock it up for a week. So the kohen does not have to first walk home to his own house and then have the bayis locked up, either through a shliach, or else through a chevel, through a string he'll take to the door, and take it home, and then pull the string to close the door. And v'loy b'toich ha-bayis sh'negah b'soichah, umaskir. The kohen does not have to be inside the house itself that has the negah when he locks it. Elo rather oimed al-pesach ha-bayis, sh'negah b'soichah, umaskir. The kohen is supposed to stand right outside the door of the house that has the negah, and then he closes it when he says, like, you have to be maskerit, you have to lock it up, keep it closed for 1 week. Shinema, the person says, Vayikro, v'yotzo ha-koyim min ha-bayis el pesach ha-boyis, v'hiskeres ha-bayis shivas yomim. So since the person says, el pesach ha-boyis, mashma, that's where the kohen has to stand. He has to stand by the door of this house that he's closing up, and he locks it up for 7 days. Now, Uvo b'seif ha-shua, the kohen comes back at the end of the seventh day, at the end of the week. V'ro, and he sees imposo. He has to see if this nega spread on the wall or not. Did this green or red spot become bigger? Now, v'tzivo ha-kohen v'chiltzu eso avonim asher b'hem asher bohen ha-noga. The kohen tells the owner, like, chisel out, take out this stone in the wall that has the nega on it. And v'hishlichu esen al michutz lir al makon tomei. You have to throw that stone that's Tomei outside the city to a Mokam Tomei, special place. And then, V'lokhu avonam acherus, the Pasuk says, the owner has to take other stones. V'yeviyu el tachas avonam, he has to bring it back and cover up the hole where he took out the first one from. V'yofar acha yikach, take another cement, another dirt, other cement. V'toch es habayis, and cement the house back. And when the kohen comes back at the end of the first week, even if he sees the nega spread, that's what you have to do. You have to knock out the mokum of the nega, put that outside the mokum tomei, take a new stone and cement it in there. Now, then the Mishnah says, "Einoi noito lavoni mitzad zeh, or maybe litzad zeh." You can't take, let's say, another stone out of the wall and put it into this place where you knocked out the first stone. No, you have to take a new stone that wasn't in the house altogether. And the same thing for loy offer mitzadzeh or mev litzadzeh, you can't take the dirt out of the wall and use it to cement in this hole. For loy sid b'chol mokim, you can't use lime at all, because lime is not called offer. The pasuk says offer, you have to use dirt. If he took out two stones, he can't put back, they're now one big stone. And v'loy shtayim tachazal, he can't put back two stones instead of one. Ele mevi shtayim tachashtayim. If you took out two stones out of the wall that had the neger on them, now you have to put back two stones again. And tachasholosh tachasarbo. If you took out three, put back three. If you took out four, put back four. Nikanoma, from here was learned that oyle rosho, oyle shcheinoi. Means like oyvei to the shochet, to the neighbor of this rosho. There's a person that has this tumas negoyim, mistami didun aveiro. Now, not only is he affected, but even his neighbor also. That's oyle rosho, oyle shcheinoi. Now, why is his neighbor affected? That the Mishnah says, shneim chotzim. Like, if you have a neger on your wall, on the stone in the wall, so you have to knock out that stone completely, even though the stone goes, and really the other side of the stone is the other side of the wall in your neighbor's house. So it comes out both of them together, both neighbors, like the one that has the neger and his other neighbor, have to work together. That's called Shneihem Chotzim. Both of them together has to chisel out the stone. Shneihem Koitzim. Both of them have to, like, chisel out, take out the offer, the dirt that's in the wall already around the stone that has the neger on it. And now Shneihem Mevinas Avonim, both of them together have to bring the new stones. Abel, who levado mevi es offer? But the house, the owner that has the neger on his side, he himself has to work in cementing it back and taking the dirt and putting it back in again. Shneihem, the pasuk says, for yofer achar yikach shtek other dirt. But the other neighbor does not have to help with cementing back the stones. Now Mishnah Zayin. Bo b'soif shvua, the Kohen comes back now at the end of the second week. Now, after the first week, they knocked out those stones and put back new stones. Still, he locks it up. The end of the second week, it comes back. The royim chos, let's say the Kohen sees that the nega came back to the house again. On the new stones, he sees the nega. Now the pasuk says, v'notat tesabayis tesavon v'yaseitzav, you have to knock down the whole house with its stones, with its wood. V'yeskol afra abayis, all the cement of the house, all the dirt of the house. Voitzi el mechusti, take it outside the city, el mekayim tamei, to a place that's tamei. And some say it means like a basic forest. Now the Mishnah says, apisyon, when the nega spreads in a bayis, hasomech, if it spreads near the original nega, kolshu, even a small amount is called a spreading. Varochuk, but if it spreads far away from the original, then kagris, it has to spread the size of the gris. V'yachayzib abotim, here if you knocked out the stones the first week, then it returns again the second week, Kishnei Grisim has to return the size of two Grisim, like the beginning of a Nega, that's the size of a Nega on Nigei Batim. Now the din of Pisyon here is like we had at the end of the first week, when the Kohen comes back and sees that it spread, that's luck, you have to knock out the stones. Master, if it didn't spread, then you will not have to knock out the stones, it's only when it spread. And that's the din of Pisyon, is either Kolshur right next to the Ika Nega, or else if it's far away, then it has to be the size of a Gris. That's called the pisyon, to make you have to knock out those stones at least at the end of the first week. All right, we'll stop.